Today's share in Mishnah Brura Yomi is Daf Yud Tes Omer Aleph. We're still in Simen Yud, Halachas Tzitzis, and we're up to Se'if Yud Aleph. The Sif begins, the Mechaber says, Sudor, Shinosin al Hatzavor, B'malchus Eretz Yisrael, Shinikro Be'arvi Shid, V'chein Buka, Shinosin B'sfarad al Kisvehem, Peturim. These are garments that the Mechaber says that were worn commonly in either the Middle East or in Sfarad, that people would wear in a certain way. These garments, even though they had four corners, were exempt from the obligation to put tzitzis on them. The first one is this sudur, or some sort of a kerchief, maybe something like a scarf that we would be wearing around our necks, that they wore in Eretz Yisrael, that was called in Arvi a shid, shin yodalid. Even though, as the Mishnah Brura in Siv Katan Amidal, it says it was of a significant enough size, Shoyamachsik Oso HaChaticha Ki'ama O Amasayim, V'yesh Kidei Lechasos Rosh of Rubo Shel Katan, it was big enough that it would fit the normal obligation to have tzitzis, nevertheless it was potter over here, and so too this buka that they wore in Sfarad on their shoulders also was exempt from the obligation to put tzitzis on it. In the Bir Halacha, Mishnah Brura explains a little bit more in detail, and he writes, this is actually found on the bottom of Yudches Amud Beis and the Dibur Hamaskil Sudo Shnosnim Chulei Pturim. So he tells us over there, Sheikar Havoas Hasudorim Haheim Mitchiluhu Kidei Lihisatev Behem Svivus Arosh. The purpose of these types of garments, these scarves or sudars, these kerchiefs, were to cover up the head, mipnei hakor, because of the cold, or velasos tzel al harosh mizman hachom, or to cover up from the sun in the summertime. It was a shade, it was like an umbrella. Vegam lechasos bo harosh, and likewise they would cover up the head, b'hachatichos habeged, beishu ole likro b'torah. Likewise, if a person got an aliyah, he would use this as a head covering to cover up his head, mistama. He didn't have a real talus, so he would cover up his head in this fashion. Therefore, lochein af shirov hayom hu mevia al aguf, even though most of the day it was worn over the body, shuv havolek sus roshu patur, its still essential purpose was a head covering. And as we pointed out previously in yesterday's share, garments that are worn for the head are exempt from the obligation to put tzitzis on them. Furthermore, the Mechaber writes, "Sheikar havas hasudorim." The main purposes of these types of kerchiefs, l'shtamish b'hem l'kamadvarim, were used for multiple purposes. For example, lachagor b'hem kishosim shum avodas masa. They would gird themselves with it in some way when they did work. L'kaneach b'hem asiyadaim. They would use this also as a towel to wipe their hands. L'tzro b'hemos. They sometimes would use these kerchiefs to go and put money in, like a money belt. U'lahavi b'hem peros. They would use it to carry fruits if they needed them. They would wipe their brow, their sweat off their brow. So, v'chule and other explanations. And even though they also provided some protection against the cold in the winter months and against the heat in the summer months from the sun, nevertheless, kivun shahava osam eino lekach, the main purpose wasn't for that. It wasn't for a ksus, it wasn't for a garment. Therefore, the Mishnah Brura in the Bir Halacha says, lo chashiva below Karin and Asher Techasaba. They don't fit the requirement of being called the garment from which you cover yourself with. Well, is that Tama Achron? And according to this latter explanation, Mashma Shehiskimu Amogin Avram Vagro Shetiku Bivurim. And the Mogin Avram and the Vilna Gaon agree with this concept. And therefore, Ulafize, the Chofetz Chaim writes, continues in the Bir Halacha, it appears to me, he says, Mimkomenu, nowadays in Europe, in his area of Europe, Shinishpatesh Mechodosh, Gamkin Lahalos, Kimin Chaticha Gedolo Shel Amma, Vyosu Alexifayim, people who wear some sort of a shawl over their shoulders, the Ein Bezer Shum Tam Me'elaha Ta'omim Kifish Yadualanu, therefore our shawls aren't worn for the purposes that we just brought down to store fruits in them or to wipe the sweat off your brow, but they're worn really to cover up the body, they would be Chayiv Betzitzis. However, Ach letamim acherim shevi beveis Yosef, according to other reasons of the Beis Yosef, the efshar de davka derech levisha vo halah. He says they're not really worn. They go on your shoulders, but they're not really worn on your shoulders. And he wants to make a distinction between levisha, something that is worn, and something that just goes around you, that is over your shoulders. Or alternatively, it's a prestigious type of a garment. It's an important type of a garment that's not worn to protect you from the heat or from the sun or from the cold, and it's just worn as kavod. So he says, still, even then, it might be permissible not to put tzitzis on them. He says, others disagree with all of these, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah comes down. Chafetz Chaim says in the Bir Halacha, Al kein yirei shamayim yase keren achas agula. To get yourself around any controversy, make sure that these types of garments, where there is a huge suffix, do they or do they not require tzitzis, make sure that they do not have four corners, round off one of the corners, and in this way, l'kulei alma, it certainly won't require to put tzitzis on it. In Dirshu note 26, he asks a very important question. He says, our talesim that we wear, we don't wear them for the heat, and we don't wear them for the cold. We don't wear them to really get hanah from them. So he brings down the kovitz shiurim. He says, "Hatam shemavorchem lem." So why do we make a bracha on our talis gadol? Lefishita satosi says this is according to a tosis in Shabbos that says shekivin sheyesh bekach psik reisha shenene milivishus milivishasan mischay betzitzis. He says, yeah, if the shul's air conditioning is on high and you're a little bit cold, so mistama automatically the talis gadol is going to provide you some warmth and it can protect you against the draft. It can keep you comfortable. So even though that's not your intention of putting it on for warmth, since it psik reisha, it automatically is going to provide you with warmth. He said that's why we make a bracha. However, the Kofi Shurim says, L'maisa nisha b'tzarachin. We're left with a little bit of a question. How do we make a bracha on our talis gadol that we put on? Because it's not really worn as a garment. But then he brings down the Ran, who agrees that even if you wear something not for the intention of getting hanor, and you do get it hanor from it, you don't make a bracha on it. It's part of from tzitzis. Nevertheless, he asks, our talises, so then how come we make a bracha on them? Why do we wear tzitzis on them? So he says, Tzorich lomar, kemosha kosov adarki moshe, shegam levisha l'shem kavod. If you're wearing something purely out of covered, this garment provides you with honor. Kemo l'tzorich mitzvah. For example, if you're doing it l'shem mitzvah, Michuyevis betzitzis, that's how he explains our talis gadol, which is done specifically for the mitzvah, is obligated in tzitzis, and you can make a bracha on it, l'kulei alma, and of course that's the way we paskin. In regards to the distinction that the Bir Halacha made between wearing something, levisha, and halah, Dirshu note 27 discusses this a little bit more. He brings down the Mishnah Berurah in Sim Yud Ches, who says, Yesh omrim she'eno chayev betzitzis kiven shezu derech halah. Something is just covering you, you don't put tzitzis on it. Torah lo chayeves tzitzis elarach b'derech malbush o itov. You only put tzitzis on a garment that you're wearing. However, others disagree and say that even derech halah, just putting it on top of you, also is chayev in tzitzis. He says, what's the difference between halah and levisha? So he brings down the Yeles HaShachar, who says, the gedorim, the parameter is as follows. Im haguf machzik es habeged, nikra levisha. If the guf, so to say, holds on to the garment, so then it's called levisha. However, im ein habeged tofus beguf, elarak munachalov, if the garment is really not grabbed by the body, it's just on top of the body. For example, like we put a cover on ourselves when we're sleeping, the cover is on top of us, but your body's not really grabbing it. Therefore, that's called halah. And that's the potential difference that he brought down in the Bir Halacha between those that require a garment that you wear to have tzitzis, but not a garment that is just thrown over you like a shawl would not require tzitzis. Again, lemaisa, the best eitz in all of these situations when you have this suffix over here is to make sure it's not a four-cornered garment. The final sif in Simen Yud is sif Yud Beis. The Chabad brings down a number of garments that I'm not familiar exactly with what they are. They're all foreign words, were garments that were well known during the days of the Mechaber. Ma'abushim shebe Mitzrayim, these various Egyptian garments, hanikroim, and he has a number of foreign language words. I hope I'm pronouncing them correctly. Guchash, v'chein mintigi, the dualminish, the kapitainish, ufidinish, Shebisogarma, that's the name of a place, all of these garments. Even though each of these garments is a four-cornered garment, they are also parts from tzitzis. The Ramah explains, he says the same thing would apply to various garments that the Bnei Ashkenaz and Svard wore. Why aren't they obligated in tzitzis? Hol v'ein kanfeim asuyim shiushnaim lefneim ushnaim leachreim mechuvonim zeh keneged zeh. Any garment where you don't have the two front parts and the two back parts, one opposite the other one, worn in that fashion, where you have two in front of you and two in back of you that are four corners. So then this type of a garment is potter. He brings us down to the name of the Beis Yosef, according to the Ma'arik. In Siv Katan Lamed Hey, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that the reasoning for all of this is further explained in the Beis Yosef. And in Siv Katan Lamed Vav, he says, the Hinei HaBeis Yosef Kosav. The Beis Yosef writes, of course, the Beis Yosef is a Mechaber in his Perish that he wrote on the tour. Yesh L'dakdek B'malbushim Shalonu, he says, we have to be questioning our garments that we wear today. Sheish Lem Shnei Chanofos Somuch L'Tzavor. They have two of the corners near the neck. Ushnei Chanofos Somuch L'Oretz. And the other two are all the way towards the ground. I guess it's something, if you would imagine a cape where you're wearing the two top corners near the neck and the two bottom corners are all the way towards the ground. Loma ein matilim bem tzitzis. Why don't these require tzitzis? And he says many terutzim. V'doch osama darki Moshe. The Ramah, who is the darki Moshe on the tour, so the Ramah disagrees with the Mechaber over there. Is the darki Moshe against the Beis Yosef? The Amaru tam leminog, and he brings down the following reason: the meyachad the mitzvah tzitzis ulechatchilo sheyachzir shteim lefanu v'shteim leacharav. As he brought down over here in the Ramah, he says that the real mitzvah tzitzis is to have two of the four corners in front of you and two of the four corners behind you. Umabushim shalonu heim kol arba kanvos lefanav. And if all the four corners are in one direction over here, for example, in front of you, and you can't really wear it in any other way, then ein chayavim b'tzitzis. Such a garment where you have all the four corners, so to say, on one side of the body, the front or the back, so then that's not called ein kanfeim asuyim l'shem malbush. That's not called something that's being worn as a garment. Then a malbush, he says, shekorin rock, which is usually translated as some sort of a meal, a cloak. Shemuchub l'mala chatichas begin mirubas umenachal ksefo me'achorov. Again, something like a cape. Or shekorin kalaner, which is also something like a scarf of some sort, if I'm understanding them correctly. Certain garments. Also, pashadu depatur, for the same reasoning. Sherelet sad mala ein lo kenofos. The top, it doesn't really have the four corners. They're munachim lo kitzas me'achorov. They're really behind the person. The ein zekronos. They're not really called corners in that situation. Ho'el ve'ein shnei akronos shemeachorov mechuvonos neged akronofos shelafonov. They're not aligned properly in a certain way, and that's the lashon of the darki Moshe that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Then he adds from the Magen Avraham, Yan shalacha zu rofev is bidei ha-ge'onim. It wasn't clear this halacha in the opinion of the Gaonim. Since there are many different explanations over here, he seems to indicate, and this is a general rule, whenever you have a lot of explanations of something, we don't really know what the real explanation is. And he says the Darki Moshe argued with this a lot. So he says, Yare Shemaim Yasa Karen Achasagula, the same thing that the Mishnah Berurah brought down in the Bir Halacha. So he says over here too, in the name of the Magen Avraham, that one should always make sure they're not four corners, round off one corner. And this is also what the Beis Yosef said in the name of the Zakenim. And this is the Das of the Prima Godim and many other Achronim as well. Then he adds, Ubefrat Biyomeinu, Ba'osan Habagodim Shinogu Mechodosh La'asoson Pasuach Me'acharehen, Vuhabegen Anikro Kapota. So he says, a garment that's like a kapota that is open in the back, Umotzihu Kamo Pa'omim Shirubo Pasuach, and it can even be open with a slit is a great deal. Therefore, according to the Darki Moshe, he says, Ubi Chayven Sitzis, Sharishtei Kinofo Shalachorov, Nuchuvanus Kinegishne Kinofo Shalafonov. Here you actually would have the slit in the garment, again, if I'm understanding this correctly, would now make the back have two corners and the front has two corners where it's opened up where you button it. Alkena rotsa liftoratzmo, to make sure that you don't need to put tzitzis on your kapata. He says also the same idea is to go round off one of the corners. If there are multiple corners, you have to round off multiple of the corners so that you don't end up having four corners. At the most, you only have three square corners. And this way, you're totally exempt from tzitzis. In Siv Katan Lamed Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah again warns people about folding up their talis and, so to say, wearing it as a scarf. Makaplin chelik echad me'atalis ma'od ad shenaseh dak b'ina mechasa klal rak atzavor. You're wrapping it and wrapping it and wrapping it so it only comes up to the neck, and you're just wearing it like a scarf around your neck. Dekavonosom shiyeh shnei tzitzis le'achareihem mamash al kasveim. So the tzitzis are on literally on the back because it's so high up. He says ve'ein zemen amuchah. That's not correct. The In this way, as we mentioned previously, it's not covering your body. It's really covering your head or your neck, and therefore one shouldn't wear it in this way. He says the best is like the minhag that the togarmim do. Shayad mafsekes b'chatzi atalas b'ofen shemishnei atzdodim yeh echad miatzitzes lefonim v'chelik le'achorav. The way that these garments were made Your hand basically separated the front and the back by putting your hand through it. I guess it's somewhat like our talus cotton, if I'm understanding this correctly. It started in lefon of le'achorav, nami mikra lefon of le'achorav, in this way that's in front of you and behind you. It's perfect, and therefore your hand, so to say, separates the front from the back of the garment, and this would be perfectly acceptable and mechayiv and tzitzis. This concludes Simen Yud. We'll just briefly start Simen Yud Aleph, which talks about Dinei Chutei HaTzitzis. This talks about the actual material that you make the fringes, you make the actual tzitzis of the garment from. And the Mechaber starts off and he says, HaChutin Sorach Shiyu Tevuyin Lishmon. You must make the tzitzis themselves, the fringes themselves, they have to be spun L'shem mitzvah tzitzis. The Ramah says, V'yesh machmirim afilu l'navtson l'shmon. One should even go home then, l'navtson l'shmon, v'aminug l'hakel b'nipots. But the Ramah says, we don't have to be so careful in order to do the combing, that should be done l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. But the spinning of the tzitzis must be done l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. And the Mechaber says the way to do this is Sheyomar betchilas hativoy, at the start of the spinning, Shuose kein l'shem tzitzis. You actually literally say out loud, talk about what happens if you don't tomorrow, if you don't say it out loud, but l'chatchila you should say it out loud, and we'll stop over here with today's shir.